brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Yes, it's sippin' time again, and welcome to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are the best thing on at 2 a.m.
Wrong. Bob Newhart's back.
First it was Welcome Back, Cotter. Sorry, now it's Bob Newhart. Are you kidding me?
Newhart on any day of the week.
I don't know, man.
Somebody's mad at us, wants to knock us down on the segment.
Listen, I don't know. No, wait. Are you talking about that last show that he had where he was like an innkeeper? Are you talking about the old show where he was like the psychiatrist?
Oh, well, the innkeeper one, ending of the innkeeper one was probably the best ending that there's ever been for Newhart.
Yeah.
Show ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and everybody copied it.
Well, he woke up in bed with Suzanne Plachet. So, you know, that right there is a pretty good show. And I don't know many guys are going to complain about that. So, well, this is Made Man Bob, and joining me today, our Made Man Brent.
It's a pleasure to be in the basement. Always like it. Damp and wet.
I just threw up my mouth a little bit. And good old boy Harmeet.
Thanks, Bob. It may be damp and wet in the basement, but my ears are warm. Is it the bourbon or the headphones?
Could be the COVID. And good old boy Justin.
Good morning. Smells like whiskey in here. Can't wait to get started.
Brent. It oozes out of his pores.
It's from his pores.
Can you imagine having a bed and breakfast in like one of the warehouses?
Yes.
You know? Why haven't they done that yet? It's like I don't know. I'm telling you, that's gonna happen.
It's the right temperature. You know?
There's gonna be a warehouse. There's gonna be one of the storage houses up there, the warehouses. There's gonna be a bed and breakfast in one of them.
One. Then you have to have security.
Doesn't matter. You give everybody a little hand drill and they get a little plug so they can go and drill out of any barrel they want and then plug it afterwards.
You get a thief with your name on it.
Well, to be fair, you know, some of us might have actually spent a night in a rec house already, just not really officially. Maybe.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't count if you're unconscious.
Well, when he walks out of the tour.
Are you saying like if you sneak in the middle of the night and sneak out as the sun comes up, that's not official?
They don't count who all went in and who all went out.
They're really bad at counting numbers. You know, what are you going to do? Well, our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, and anything else that you can drink. And today we're doing whiskey, and this is our fall release show number one. So, strap yourself in for some hopefully pretty decent whiskey. So we have the Yellowstone 2022 Limited Edition Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, Blood Oath Pack Number 8, Remus Repeal Reserve Series 6, Larceny Barrel Proof C922, Elijah Craig Barrel Proof C922, Old Forester Birthday Bourbon. We have Little Book Chapter 6 to the finish. And the King of Kentucky.
So I say we give the King of Kentucky a one right now, so that people can just leave and
avoid that like the plague. If you see it on a shelf, just please call us and we'll send a team to.
Don't worry about listening to our review.
Evacuate that one for you right away.
We are willing to jump on that grenade for you, kids.
Yeah, that's the kind of people we are. Yep. Going all the way, like John Wayne.
Please send your grenades to P.O. Box.
So let's get to tasting. Before we do that, we have to go over our sip trading. So we're going to have Justin do that for us.
Hear me now and believe me later. This is Hans and Franz is asleep in the warehouse. Today, I have...
Okay. It's better than the last one.
Oh, yeah. The last one was awful. Who was that Justin guy?
He was a girly man.
Drake.
Definitely a girly man. He had girly arms.
Definitely. One sip. Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth.
Gangadin, water. Gangadin, drink water. Drink water.
Two sips. Nice, but what else do you have?
Well, isn't that nice?
Three sips. Interesting. What was this again?
Interesting.
Four sips. Let's keep this secret to ourselves. Pour me another now.
That's classified.
Five sips. Oh my.
Pump you up.
Yeah. Pump you up.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. 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 Yes.
All right. So we survived that. So let's move on to our first whiskey, and we're going to have Brent tell us about that one.
Thanks, Bob. Our first one is the Yellowstone 2022 Limited Edition Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. It's 101 proof, 50.5% ABV, non-age stated. The Limestone Branch Distillery was founded in 2011 by brothers Steve and Paul Beam. With a long history of distilling on both sides of their family, Beam and Dant, the brothers are seventh generation distillers. This year, Yellowstone National Park, for which the brand is named, celebrates its 150th anniversary. This year's limited edition bourbon is a blend of 7-year, 15-year, and 16-year age bourbons, with select barrels of the 7-year bourbon having been finished in Marsala Superior casks. Marsala Superior is a fortified...
Marsala.
Yeah, that too.
Superiore.
Yeah, that too. Is a fortified wine produced near the Italian city of Marsala.
Italia.
Marsala in Sicily.
Jersey. Yeah.
Jersey, what accent? What accent? And aged at least 2 years and is often used in cooking or served as a dessert wine. So it's got a nice dark straw color to it. On the nose, I get a little bit of honey, get some cherries, I get some a lot of floral notes on this. So very floral. On the palate, that sweetness from that dessert wine really comes through. I know they didn't use they only used the one cask for it, but I think that it almost overpowers it as far as the sweetness goes. But it's like a fruit medley that comes through on the palate, and the finish is like a medium long finish. I enjoy it. I like what they did here. So Harm.
Thanks, Brent. Sweetness is exactly what comes to mind here. The Marsala is really evident. I got some marzipan notes, you know, that candied almond type thing going on, and a little bit of cinnamon as well, red berries. You hit it on the head with the floral notes. I almost got a scent of like pear on there as well. But on the palate, it was not as complex as the nose. Had a good mouthfeel. Sweet tobacco, oily. I can't read that. Wow. Oh, almonds. That's what I thought. There you go. A little almond, a little red pepper. And it was quite well made.
I think this one's opened up a little bit more since we...
It did open up some. Yeah. It did.
What do you think, Justin?
I think that the nose on this was really complex. It was spicy. I got a little pine, cedar. Also, I got grass, not the southern weed lawn grass, but like the northern nice grass. And the palate, I got a lot of chocolate covered almonds. And there
I
was
didn't get the chocolate on this one.
I didn't get chocolate on this at all.
Yeah. I got the almonds, the candied
almonds.
A
little bit of nuttiness to it and stuff. But
the chocolate was on my back palate. And I got a nice hit of heat off it too, but since it's been open a while, that heat on the finish faded.
Yeah, one of my notes I couldn't read earlier says sweet heat.
Sweet heat.
Sweet heat.
Yeah, not so much now.
Also, after my nickname for my wife.
Yeah, good luck with that one.
Yeah, I'll get slapped when I get home.
Yeah. You'll be lucky you even get that much.
We're sending her a text now.
Here, hold on.
Closest you're getting any action this weekend is giving the dairy cows teats a good scrubbing.
Yeah, okay.
You're loving the Letterkenny.
Who doesn't love Letterkenny?
It's fantastic. Yeah.
Meanwhile, I got to sit next to Yankee Boy telling me that his grass in the north is superior to ours in the south when it's still just grass. Okay.
The grass we have here is horrible.
It's weeds up north.
It cuts your feet. Lord. The grass we had up there, oh my God, smells sweet.
Yeah.
Rolling it. Just, mm-hmm. go barefoot. Here it's horrible, man.
And, and amazingly, three quarters of you have all moved to Florida. So, yeah, okay.
It's cheaper here.
Yeah. All right. So,
it's not cold here. That's important, too.
Yeah. So, shut up. Yeah. The nose, very sweet. Again, flowery, like white flowers, honeysuckle. I think I do just get that slight bit of pear.
That's not the end.
Just, sure. Yeah, at the very back of the nose. It's and nice. On the palate, I mean, I'm getting a... I get the oak. I get a little bit of sweet pipe tobacco, a little bit of toffee. I get the chocolate as well, but it's like very, very dark, bitter, sweet chocolate toward the back. And this thing, it was much... When we first opened it, it was very tannic. And that level of tannin is... plummeted. It's still got a dryness to it, but not when we open it. This one's vastly improved with air for me.
Yes.
I really like it. It's a cool product.
I think it keeps getting more complex than the glosses. It's
yeah.
It bumped up a whole rating level for me from before.
Yeah. It's, and I think this is one of the better ones that they've released. They every year they do this, and every year I think it gets a little better and every a little better, better and a little better. So they're doing good work over there. Real nice folks. Real sweet distillery. If you haven't been there,
super nice guys. Yeah.
If you haven't been there, go and say hi to Fonte for me if you see him there. Thing I like about it is it's a tiny little distillery and there's always a dog hanging around. So you can't beat that. That's a lot of fun. But we're going to be rating the Yellowstone 2022 limited edition Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey. Four sips.
That's classified.
Definitely went up a new rating there.
Yeah.
With the air.
Yeah. It's when we opened it, the tannin was so high. It was bitter. And after about a half an hour in the glass, all of a sudden that just blew off. Really remarkable. So we'll be back with some more whiskey.
You promise?
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey, and we're back. We just finished talking about the Yellowstone 2022 Limited Edition, and we are going on to our next whiskey, so we're going to have Justin tell us about that one.
So now we're going to talk about Blood Oath Pact 8. It's 49.3% alcohol by volume, or 98.6 proof, which for this group is a light drink.
Yeah, you're right.
The Blood Oath series of whiskeys is limited release bourbon from the folks at Luxco. First released in 2015, a new release, or pact, is released each year. Each release of Blood Oath is the creation of John Rempe, head distiller at Lux Row Distillery and director of corporate research and development at Luxco. Good luck fitting that on a card. Mm-hmm. And each release is different, unique combination of whiskeys. This year's release is a combination of three Kentucky straight bourbon whiskeys, a 14-year-old bourbon, an 11-year-old bourbon, and an 8-year-old bourbon finished in Calvados casks from the Normandy region of France. The color on this one is like a light copper. The nose, it's a little bit of apple, heavy vanilla extract, like the Mexican kind, not the Madagascar kind, and cinnamon on the palate. I got ripe apples, some butterscotch, and then a little bit of oak. But the oak's kind of disappeared from the beginning. So if you just open it, there'll be oak. But if you leave it for a half hour, the oak's going to disappear. And the finish before was long and vibrating. Now it's still long and vibrating. What did you think, Harm?
Sounds like his weekend.
we'll have to check in with my... Let's not do that joke.
Yeah!
I get a lot of floral notes on the nose and the apple. I didn't get too much vanilla. I did get some cinnamon. On the palate, I think you were right. I got red apples and a bit of chocolate. Let me try it again. It's okay. It's on the sweet side for me. And the finish is long, but it's kind of not my cup of tea.
Yeah, I got the cinnamon apple. You know those make those cinnamon apples that you get? That's kind of what I got. And it's almost too cinnamony.
No,
it's too
apple-y. No. See, I love cinnamon apples. There's not enough cinnamon here. Right. And it doesn't have the acidity. When you have the cinnamon apples, it has to have that the green apple.
Right.
It's got the acidity. The acidity is missing here.
Right. It's all sweetness. It's
too soft and sweet.
It's all sweetness on it. Yeah. And I think it's this one. I don't think has the balance that it's needed. You know, I think it's oversweet versus, you know, the bourbon notes don't kick through to me like they do on most of these. And we've been tasting a lot.
It's surprising because, you know, Calvados itself is not super sweet.
No.
It's apple brandy from Normandy. It generally tends to be dry, but we're still getting a ton of apple. But where's all the sweetness coming from? It's got a little bit too much for me. It's just a little unbalanced, like you said.
Well, I've always thought of Justin as sweet. I'm just saying.
Aw. And speaking of acid and bile, how about you, Bob? What do you think?
That's not acid, bile. That's evil and hatred and a little bit of the dark side.
Oh, I'm aware.
A little bit of the dark side blended in, so...
Acid is sharp and sour. Bile is bitter. It describes you. So please describe the whiskey.
I'm much darker and bitter than that. It's the apples on the nose. Get a little, just a whiff of the vanilla, a little bit of the cinnamon, but mostly I'm getting apple and pear on the palate. On the palate, apples. I get a little bit of pear on the mid palate. Get a little bit of on the exhale, a little bit of burnt toffee and char on it.
I'll give you that.
The finish, the my problem with it is the finish just drops off.
It just right, just
you swallow it and count to two and it's gone.
But he thinks it's long and vibrating.
He's thinking of something else.
He's right. He goes.
Well, yeah. He has a different definition of long, so there you go.
Yeah, that's why he always measures everything in millimeters, because it, you know.
It looks bigger.
Yeah, millimeters. It's like the old Robin Williams saying, 120. Yeah. I like Brent said, wouldn't kick it out of bed, be happy to drink it. It's missing a few things. The you know, for me, particularly the finish is the weak part on it, so. We're going to be rating the Blood Oath pack number 8, three sips.
Interesting.
So our next whiskey that we've got coming up, we're going to have Harm tell us about that one.
Thanks, Bob.
If he can stay awake.
Dude, we've been drinking a lot of whiskey. Our next whiskey is the Remus Repeal Reserve, series 7, 6, that's 6. A V with a 1 at the end. It's a 6. I got Roman numerals on here. 100 proof. The Remus Repeal Reserve is named after George Remus, a self-proclaimed king of the bootleggers and an inspiration of the Great Gatsby. For the Great Gatsby, actually. This year's edition is the 6th annual release from the series, which comes in from Ross and Squibb Distillery, formerly known as MGP. Created by master distiller Ian Sturzman and his team, the master distillers and master blenders of Series 6 is a... What? And his team of master blenders. I need to drink less and read. You need bigger type on these scripts, man.
You want me to read it for you?
I'm done, man.
You read it for him.
I told you my ears were warm at the beginning of this
episode. You read it for him and I'll drink for him and it'll be done.
Okay, so it's a blend of 5 bourbons, 2% of 2008 bourbon, which is 21% rye, 17% of 2012 bourbon, which is 36% rye, 27% of 2012 bourbon, which is 21% rye, and 29% of 2014 bourbon, which is 21% rye, and 25% 2014 bourbon, which is 36% rye. And the color of this is just a beaten copper. The nose is much like the palate. It's just a fruit bomb. It's candied fruit. I get figs, cherries, tons of oak, a little bit of char from the barrel. And there's an herbal note there. Let's give it a taste. Candied fruit comes right through. It matches with the nose. It's jammy figs. It's the vanilla, the barrel char's there. That herbal note tends... is it mint? What do you think, Brent?
It's exactly. It's mint, but yeah,
it's a cooling. It's not overpowering, but yeah, a little mint cooling.
Yes.
I get some clove, and the finish is it's spice on the sides and tips of my tongue. It's sweet in the mid palate, and it's fairly long. I enjoyed this.
They have done an amazing job with this. Just imagine just having their selection, you know, to be able to pull. Let's try this. Mm-hmm. And stuff, you know, and to put this all together is a masterpiece in itself.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what puts them apart from a lot of these craft distilleries that are buying barrels and then just finishing them or doing something different to make it different.
These guys have millions of barrels to
they
choose
have,
from.
Right, they have the real thing. And it shows.
And who would those guys be buying barrels from, per se? Mm-hmm. who would possibly be selling barrels to them?
Well,
Ross and Squibb.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, and
I love how they blend the fruit notes and the herbal notes perfectly. Either sometimes you get too much fruit, too much herbs. This is perfectly blended.
I think it's very underrated as well. You know, when we came initially did our ratings and stuff, I think after coming back to it, it's just everything just works so well together with this. I don't know how you can go wrong. I loved
last year's release, and this one's better.
Yeah. It's a candied fruit, that fig jam.
We've been very fortunate. Yeah. We have a good relationship with the folks over at Ross and Squibb, MGP. And they've sent us the Remus every year that they've done it. And every year it's been different. And every year it's a different blend. But every year it's really good. You know, I mean, they know what the hell they're doing over there. You know, they absolutely do.
It's bottled at 100 proof.
That's the only thing that they messed up on. Everybody makes a mistake once
right,
in a while.
I know. I mean, 124, guys. Come
they
on.
They bottled you it know? At 100 proof. Your wife married you. I mean, everybody screws up once in a while. Come on, man. Right, you know,
if some crazy person wants to put an ice cube in it, let them, but just cash strength everything.
Yeah, 124, guys. I mean, if you want to have, want to add me to that master blender list and help you bring up the proof a little bit.
124 would be a nice round number. I'd like that. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah.
132 would even be better, but 124 would be perfectly acceptable. I could go with that.
Just send us the 5 bourbons cast strength. We'll mix it. That's
a good idea. Yeah, send us 5 bottles at cask, and we'll just blend it at this exact proportion. We can get where we all need to be.
Right. Bob
and
Justin, did you actually?
What notes did you guys get? Are you just agreeing with us?
I got mint, evergreen.
We're just quibbling over proof now.
Yeah.
I got mint, evergreen, sea salt, toffee on the nose.
Mint, I got evergreen sea salt toffee. You were really herb on that.
Yeah, I got the candied fruit. I definitely got, there's some oak and a barrel char in there. I definitely got the mint, that sort of cool menthol.
It's there.
Menthol and mint. The caramel's there. The honey's there. It's very well balanced. Again, they're balancing the sweet off of the
herbal.
There's
really good spice on the finish. Yeah. There's some nice pepper.
And there's a nice spice. It's not overwhelming. It's not too strong. It's not too light. I think it's extremely well done. I couldn't really change it other than proof, but that's because we're degenerates. So so we're going to be giving.
It's just right. It's Baby Bear's whiskey.
Yeah. We're going to be giving the Remus Repeal Reserve Series 6 a well-deserved rating of 4 sips.
That's classified.
So that brings us on to our next whiskey, which is the Larceny Barrel Strength Batch C922. It's 63.3% ABV, 126.6. Can you
Is that okay?
That it's close to 124, and I'll be accepting that.
Yeah, it's not
that.
Quite. Yeah, right? All right.
I'll be accepting that. Right. You know, so
he's such a good guy. Yeah. Following the tradition of the coding system established by Heaven Hill, the first letter of the batch number indicates that year's release of the bottle was. So it starts with A, B, and C, and so forth. The second digit is a number that determines the month of the year that the bottle was released, and the third and fourth digits indicate the year. So the Larceny Barrel Proof C922 is the final batch of Larceny Barrel Proof for 2022. Color, it's a nice light brown.
Drink it down.
Whatever. It's brown, drink it down.
We got a little rule back home. If it's brown, drink it down.
So got a nice color to it. On the nose, definitely some really nice caramel, a little bit of toffee, a little bit of oak. I get just a hint of barrel char. I get a little bit of, I'm not sure if that's apple or pear. And on the palate, toasted oak. Leather, chocolate, a little bit of coconut, a little bit of fruit. All the spice is up front on the teeth for me. It's not on the back. It's all on the front. The finish is
outstanding.
Medium long, bordering on long.
It's dry, but good.
It's a very dry palate.
A dry finish for sure.
Compared to the middle year's release, that was a little more of a juicy palate, but this one is definitely a little bit more on the dry side, but damn good whiskey. So yeah. What'd you think, Brent?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say my ratings for the year of this CAB, cab. Okay. But yeah, I got a little bit of cocoa in there and like some dried cocoa on the palate and delicious.
Yeah. I definitely got the cocoa. I don't see where he's getting the coconut though.
The coconut, yeah.
Not sweet coconut, like desiccated dried coconut. Just a tiny, tiny little hint of it.
What else you get, Brent?
Got a little bit of floral notes in that too. Some cherries. Also some cherries on there. Man, it's delicious. So just having recently tasted all of them, that was my you know, because we don't want to evaluate it all the time, but when you have releases like this.
We're three times a year. So this CAB was, this time.
CAB
this year.
For this one for me. So cab.
That's good. Yeah. I mean, completely wrong, but it's good. You know,
I could be completely
I'd go BCA,
wrong.
But that's just me. Yeah.
I think I'd like B better.
That's just me. And I'm, you know, I mean, that's just my opinion. I mean, it happens to be the right one, but it's just mine. So what do you think? What do you think, Jason?
So on the nose, I got like vanilla, oak, and cinnamon. And the nose, you would think that the palate would be creamy because it's like a creamy nose, but the palate was dry. And I haven't had that contrast in a spirit yet. So that's pretty interesting. I got a nice chocolate, dried cherry on the palate, toasted oak. And on the finish, I got really nice leather. Really nice. I like this a lot.
We all hit some of the same things here. I got creme brulee on the nose, a little burnt sugar instead of barrel char, vanilla, a little hint of dried cherries and cloves. The floral notes are there exactly. I just couldn't figure out what they were, Brent. And you said toasted oak, right? And that definitely. And chocolate I got on the mid palate. It's dry on the palate and creamy on the nose, like you said.
Yeah.
It's really interesting. Very cool.
Yep.
But I still like B better.
Me too.
B released this year.
Well, you're right for once in your life. So awesome.
See, always wrong.
Yeah. Well, our score for the Larceny Barrel Strength Batch C921, last one of the year, is going to be a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
I think all of them were fours, so I don't think you can go wrong.
Yeah. Oh no! You know? Well, you know, honestly, if you see Larceny Barrel Proof, just buy it.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I think
it's all going to be good.
It's not going to be too expensive. It's a great value, and I wish they'd stop making the regular Larceny and just make it all barrel proof.
Yeah,
that's it. Just do this.
Yeah. Jazz seems, I seem to have heard that on this show somewhere before.
I've told that to them at Heaven Hill.
All right. Well, our next whiskey, we're going to have Brent tell us about that one.
Thanks, Bob. This is the Elijah Craig Barrel Proof. Ooh, another one. It's a C922. 124.8.
What are the odds of that?
8 proof. Oh, it's like
right 124.8. I got it as close to it as I could.
That's in my wheelhouse.
I try.
62.4.
Put this one drop of water in. Now you're done.
ABV. Yeah. It's a mash bill of 78% corn, 12% malted barley, 10% rye. And I just want to mention that Harm's not put a drop of water in anything today, which is unusual for him. You know,
well, two shows in a row.
Yeah, exactly.
He's sitting across from the table from me, and I've been playing with his pistol all night. So is that what you call it? Yeah.
So this Elijah Craig Barrel Proof is an uncut small batch of 12-year-old bourbon bottled straight from the barrel, released 3 times per year. The Elijah Craig Barrel Proof C922 is the third and last batch of Elijah Craig Barrel Proof for 2022. I know. Well, but you can get more because
We've got it. So that's good for us.
And single barrels are coming out as well at different locations. So you should be able to find this.
Fine Spiritus runs in December. Fine Spiritus.
And that's a good one.
Double retail.
For you only.
it's a nice dark. This is like a nice dark copper color. I love it.
Would have never guessed you like this.
Yeah, I know. I'm just going to go ahead and say this is delicious as always. I don't even know how they can go wrong. It's consistent. It's a consistent bourbon where you're going to get the cherries, the vanilla, the everything about it. You're going to get it, and it comes from this long finish. Everything Harm two words.
The coconut he said was in the last one is here.
Oh,
coconut. This is a Mounds. This is Almond Joy, really. Almond Joy. This is chocolate, almond, coconut, dark cherries. Almond Joy with cherries. Fantastic.
Justin?
Oh. Well, so good.
We'll come back to him because he's just too damn wordy. We'll be back.
Just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. Slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we're discussing the Elijah Craig Barrel Proof C922. Justin was just about to us with his,
vast, giant, huge
review.
Yeah.
With many, many fancy words.
I've got at least,
for which we require a dictionary.
Got at least 8 words today.
Holy cow.
I'm going to blow you guys away.
Let me put my seatbelt on.
Yeah. Buckle in, boys. So on the nose, I've got apricot, almonds, and cedar. On the palate, spice heat, vanilla, oak, and the finish was sweet and long. This is a classic bourbon. If you've ever loved any bourbon, you'll probably love this one a little bit more. It's awesome. That's it.
This is what bourbon used to taste like.
Yeah.
This bourbon will make you cheat on your other bourbon. Yeah.
This is what bourbon used to taste like. And we've said it many times on the show. Elijah Craig Barrel Proof, my personal opinion is like, you can't buy anything better for the money than that bottle. And it doesn't matter which release it is. I mean, it always over delivers for the money that you pay.
This release was better than the last one.
So, yeah, I would go CBA for this one.
CBA for this one. I agree with you. Finally, he got it right.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's just dark.
You heathens don't know what you're talking about.
It's just dark caramel. Mm. just beautiful, beautiful fresh sawn oak and cocoa, coconut, a real distinct nuttiness there. Cherries, not like the B 920 or the B522, which was
a cherry.
That
huge
was cherries. That was a cherry bomb.
The cherries are here, but they're styled down. There's dark chocolate in here.
You say salted caramel?
Yeah, there's salted caramel in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'm getting more of that salinity now.
Mm-hmm. And the finish on it is just boom. And it just stays with you and stays with you and stays with you.
None of us mentioned this, but we should have. The mouthfeel, rich and oily and mouth coating.
It's got a great viscosity to it. What more can we say? Elijah Craig, barrel proof. C922, a well-deserved.
Oh my goodness! Yeah.
So when you come, when you see it, you should definitely buy it and be prepared to pay double retail.
If you see it,
or more at Fine Spirits.
If you see it, don't buy it. Leave it there. Stay away from it because it's probably toxic and probably infected.
Just let us know where you found it,
and we'll just call us, and we will have the hazmat team come and dispose of that right away for you. Or as
an option,
as the old Booker Noe used to say, if you don't like it, we'll come and drink it for you. All right, so we're going to have Justin tell us about our next whiskey.
So today we get to try the Old Forester 2022 Birthday Bourbon, 48% alcohol by volume or 96 proof. The Old Forester Birthday Bourbon's released every year on September 2nd in order of George Garvin Brown's birthday. Man who founded Old Forester in 1870. This is the 22nd annual release and is aged 11 years. So the color on this is like a medium copper on the nose. The nose is heavenly. I got like light peanuts, heavier toffee, dried fruits. The palate was perfectly balanced. I got some green Jolly Rancher, leather, tobacco. That being said, last year's palate was better than this year, but this is still very, very good.
I don't know where you got that green Jolly Rancher from. I just don't get that on this at all yet. I keep coming back to it mainly because I want to, but I haven't got that on the palate. I got some
I wish I had a green Jolly Rancher.
I know that brown butter, some brown
vanilla,
sugar.
Vanilla, cake batter,
brown butter. Caramel.
Where's the green apple?
I'm.
You know what? Darn it, he's right.
No,
Put your nose to the top of the glass. It's green apple.
I can't drink it.
It's green apple right here. It's crazy. You put your nose at the top of the glass. That's the bridge of your nose to the very top, not the bottom where you normally go in.
Right.
It's green.
Like a clock.
You pulled the green apple, dude.
Like a clock, I'm right twice a day.
Yeah.
And this was one of them.
It's green apple.
It's a very hint. And now on the palate, now still that you got it, it's still not there.
Still not getting still it. Yeah. Not
it's still not
getting
it.
It's on the right
exactly.
Mid palate.
Okay. I'll just appease you and say, somebody might think it's there.
You might imagine the apple.
Yeah. The power of suggestion.
Yeah.
I'm tasting axle grease and sawdust. How about you?
Maybe it's because my doctor told me to eat more fruit. So there you go, Doc. Green apple.
I think he's right, dude. If you put your nose in the right spot away from the glass, it's the green apple. And I don't like admitting he's right ever.
I'm not getting that. I get brown butter.
Right here? Brown, but you put your nose to the bottom of the glass here.
And I get like...
Up the top.
I get cake batter.
Yeah.
Which is cake batter what I have written nose, on my sure. sheet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I get... or maybe like pancake batter. On the palate, I get a lot of dry oak. I get some vanilla. I get some caramel.
This is one that improved with air.
Mm-hmm.
Because at first the palate did not match up with the nose.
No, the palate's caught up to it.
It's much better now.
No, this is a solid whiskey. If I find one, I absolutely will grab it. I'm never going to find one, but if I did, and I could pay retail for it, I would absolutely add one to
the bunker. I used to get this every year until they got out of hand.
Yeah,
this whiskey did get out of hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the one, like we all said, you'd see it on the shelf, you'd walk up and you'd pick it up off the shelf and you'd look behind it and there would be a bottle from last year still sitting there covered in dust and it was $50. And nobody really paid it a lot of mind. But, you know, then bourbon got uber super popular and now, you know, good luck. But
and that's why we're here.
That's why we're here. So
yep.
So we're going to be rating we're going to be giving the Old Forester 2022 birthday bourbon a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So we're going on to our next whiskey and we're going to have Harm tell us about that one.
Oh, thanks, Bob. I was still enjoying the last whiskey. Let's see.
You were asleep.
Yeah, I've got things to do, man. People are texting me.
I'm popular.
I have friends. To tell people.
Those aren't friends. I've told you, when you go within 1,000 yards of a school, the police are going to come and they're going to take you back.
Friends.
They're not friends. They're just being friendly. That doesn't mean they're your friends.
You stopped calling the 976 lines and had to get a real job.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, my ears are warmer again. Little Book, Chapter 6, To the Finish. 58.725 ABV, 117.45 proof. This is the 6th release of the annual Little Book series from Freddie Beam, 8th generation Beam family distiller. The name of this year's chapter is inspired by the nose passion for both whiskey and making and cooking. And for more specifically, his curiosity of how the flavors come together to complement each other. This the component whiskeys for this blend were made using unique wood staves and barrel techniques that consist of, there's 5 different things here. A 4-year-old straight malt whiskey finished with cherry wood staves.
Don't make me read while drinking. Why do you do this to me?
You can't read anyway. What's the 16, difference? At least when you're drinking, it's hilarious.
This is 15 out of 16 whiskeys we've had today.
Kids, this is why you don't drink till you're 21.
That's right. A 4-year-old straight malt whiskey finished with applewood smoked barrels. A 4-year-old straight malt whiskey finished in hickory smoked barrels. A 4-year-old straight malt whiskey finished in maplewood staves. And a 5-year-old Kentucky straight bourbon. This guy is crazy. He's nuts. He's mixing things that are just crazed. I don't know what to do with this whiskey.
But they work.
They work. The color is a weird copper. The nose has changed completely since I first reviewed it. So my notes in front of me mean nothing. Before it was all oak and sandalwood. Now I'm getting smoke and maple. And lavender and grassy notes. Let's see. On the palate, it's sweet with herbal notes. There's maple, again, the smoke from the applewood barrels, I guess. There's char here. It's all over the place. It's complex, and it keeps changing in the glass. I don't know what to say. Brent, fix it. Fix it for me.
There's no way to fix it because I don't even have any tasting notes because it's just, like you said,
it blew your way.
The sandalwood, the maple, this one is so different that you have to like what he's done. And
it's not bourbon. It's malt whiskey blended with bourbon and 4 different barrel chars and staves. And this guy's on the cutting edge.
Well, yeah, very much so. And he's taken and he's done it with stuff that is 4 and 5 years old. That's the amazing part of it, that you've developed these kind of flavors with that young of a product. That's what I'm impressed about. This is probably my favorite one of all of the ones he's put out so far of the little books.
I think you're right. This is probably the best little book I've ever had. This is
my favorite by far, I think. So, Justin?
So I think this project's all Freddie Jr., just Fred Noe's son. And every year he comes out with an interesting little book. And this year,
it's most Freddie interesting Jr. of all. Is Booker Noe's grandson. That's why I call him Little Book.
And wow, Freddie, you did a good job. I hope you're listening out there. It was creamy, followed by lots of spice. Initially on the nose, I got grapefruit, but that went away. And then I got what Harm got
on the nose. Oak and sandalwood and lavender.
Yeah, the maple and... And the palate was cinnamon, spice, apples, and the finish is long but light. This is a subtle spirit. This isn't a hammer to the head. This is a
so
fiddle.
Complex. It's just complex.
So good.
Bob, the amazing thing is the only wood that's not in there is sandalwood, and it's, but it's huge sandalwood on the nose. Yeah. It's like everything, honestly, it's like everything that Freddie's done so far. You look at it and you go, what in the heck are you thinking?
Okay, I'm sorry, Freddie.
And then you taste it and you go,
Freddie, call me, man. We should put some Mizanara in
and
here.
And then you look we'll and talk. You go, oh, no, never mind. I don't know a damn thing. He
we
knows
need some Amburana from Brazil and some Mizanara from Japan.
Yeah. I mean, just
let's do it.
Yeah, a fantastic release, as always, and I'm with you guys. I think it's honestly the best one he's done so far. So the Little Book, Chapter 6 to the finish, we're going to give that a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
All right, so going to our last whiskey, we have the King of Kentucky. This is the 2022 release. Age 15 years, 65.3% ABV, 130.6 proof. It's 79% corn, 11% rye, 10% malted barley. This one they did in a couple of different releases. What we have is the 15-year, and it's 3,500 bottles. This came from 43 barrels, and they averaged a 35% yield. The barrels themselves ranged anywhere from 125 to 135 proof. It was established, King of Kentucky was established in 1881 as a Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey. Brown-Forman acquired it in 1936 from selected Kentucky distillers and then converted it into a blended whiskey until it was discontinued in 68.
Because they ruined the brand.
In 2018, they revived it. And King of Kentucky is now an annual release of single barrel inventory. For this year's release, they're releasing two different expressions. The 15, which we have, and then they have an 18-year-old. The 15 is going to be in Kentucky with limited distribution in Ohio and Illinois. And the 18 is Kentucky only.
Are we getting some 18, Bob?
Yeah, I wish.
So is this kidding? Just two barrels?
No, it's two releases.
Two releases.
It's, okay. Yeah, it's two separate releases. So all I can tell you is I hear angels singing when I pick this glass up. It's...
You know, really, it's too good for you. You don't deserve it. If you see it, just send it to us. We'll take care of it for you.
Just don't do beautiful. It.
You don't deserve this whiskey. Sticky no oak. One deserves it. We...
Dried
we,
fruit.
We wouldn't want you to, you know, fall to... Hubris.
Just beautiful tobacco.
Risk your soul.
Honey on the palate. And just like every King of Kentucky, blows your teeth out of your mouth. Absolutely amazing. And it's not simply the proof, just the flavor there. Spicy oak, lots of rich fruit. It's like a dried fruit cocktail. Molasses, sorghum. Dark oak, a little bit of barrel char,
red pepper.
Just a beautiful dark spice cherries. To it. A little bit of dark chocolate. This is a whiskey that honestly we could probably do the whole 52-minute show on because it'd take me that long to get through everything that I'm tasting on this. It's just
and it keeps evolving. It's evolving
it just,
in the glass,
and it just goes on forever. So, what do you think, Brent?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
No. Yeah. You know, I mean, I want to try to get as many words as Justin, but yeah. I get those burnt sugars and that caramelization and the dark cherries and it's just this mouthfeel and this of peppers exploding in your mouth and all the flavors. I mean, all of them are there. All
right. I take it back. We are not worthy of this whiskey.
No, we're not worthy.
We're not.
You're asking about the 18? We shouldn't even be drinking the 15. I mean, honestly.
I mean, when they talk about a Kentucky hug.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is. I mean, every distillery's got their Kentucky hug. This is Old Forester's Kentucky hug.
I just want to hug the people who made it.
Yeah.
There's you know? Literally nothing. There's literally
Justin,
nothing
I
can
brew. We got a few
brew.
Seconds before the show ends. Say yeah. something.
Well. We don't deserve it, but I have some in my hand and no one's getting it unless they get it from my dull, dead, cold fingers. That's all I have to say.
I look forward to that box every year when it comes in. I still get giddy as a schoolgirl.
We need another constitutional amendment for this whiskey
Like, yeah. It's like watching Bob get down on his knees and pray to when it comes in.
A well-deserved five sips for the king of Kentucky, everybody. So.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Can give five sips, huh?
Yeah, I want to give it.
I wrote five plus.
I want to give it 12.
11 billion.
One sip, people. It's only
one
sip.
That's all the time we have for today. I want to thank our co-host for joining us today. Thank you, Brent.
Well, if you had to wrestle me in here, I guess I could do it. Thank you very much for having me.
Man, thank you.
I suffered through it.
Thanks for having me, and I mean it today. I really mean it from the bottom of my heart. Thank you.
Yeah,
this time.
Like there's a heart.
The cold,
and
the
thank you, Justin.
Cold black heart.
Thank you, Bob. As usual, I don't have the words.
Not when you're drinking that, no. There's words tend to escape you. So, well, for Sip, Suds, and Smokes, this is Made Man Bob. We thank you for joining us. And remember, life is too short to drink bad whiskey. And thankfully, we didn't have to do that on this episode.
Not a bad whiskey today.
Holy cow. I love this job.
Is this a job?
Are we getting paid?
If anybody in Brown Form is listening, we could use some more.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back. Join us for another episode. And keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.